The fruit of the Spirit is evidence that God is working in us. Every believer will evidence this fruit. But it is important to remember that bearing fruit is a consequence of salvation, not a requirement for salvation. God is working in us and through us, and He is the source of this fruit, not us. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Spanning the globe to bring you, well, basically the stuff that is stacked on my desk that didn't quite find its way into anything thematic. But we don't like to be incoherent, Friel. You could make us believe that. So what do? Well, you take a theme song, you slap it on a slew of disjointed stories, and you call it Wide World of Christian Stuff. I think that's what it's called. This is Wretched Radio. Hey, the Olympics are coming up. That's kind of a big deal. I'm amazed, frankly, that America participates. I mean, we wouldn't want to think that we're better than anybody. We wouldn't want to get a gold medal. How contrary is that to the modern zeitgeist? Let's go to New York, shall we? I'd prefer not. Is it safe in New York? Wait, I love Chicago. Okay, sorry, my New York friends. Chicago's my kind of town. And we looked it up recently to see if it's safe to go there. And basically, based on Google, no, it's not. A glorious town, a really good foodie town. Chicago, it's that blend of it's where East Coast meets Midwestern sensibility. And it's dangerous. And I think New York, are people touring? Are a lot of people going to New York City? I'll tell you what they're not doing. Dating. This is a headline from Fox News. There's a new term, and this article featured a woman who is going boy sober. That's right. Boy sober. I'm just not dating anymore. And I'm finding myself so much happier now that I've given up on dating. She used to go on 4 dates a month. Woo. That's a lot. That's 48 a year. Woo, that's a lot of dating. And she just couldn't find a fellow, so she's given up. This is nothing but a fruit of a deeper root in our culture. And I'm not sure that we can help society, but we should be helping our young men and our young women in church. I am increasingly convinced that one of the biggest oversights in evangelical churches in the last decade or two has been the acquiescing to the culture regarding not just gender distinctions. No, sometimes we see the need for that. The age distinctions and having this group meet with that group and even turning the church into a particular type of service that is attracted to a particular demo so that you can market to them and they'll come because it's got a lot of people like that. That is a really big mistake. Intergenerational ministry. I wouldn't say that this is the go-to text that definitively supports my thinking about the issue of intergenerational ministry, but just take a look at Titus chapter 2. And we see that older men, younger men, older women, younger women, and older women disciple these younger women. And that is so anti-cultural these days. That is so abhorrent to the younger generation. And of course it is. It is a world system idea that causes kids to be cut off from a fountainhead of wisdom. What a tragedy. And we, in my opinion, in the church, I think can be helping young people by encouraging them to spend time, hang out with older people. I was just with a buddy. Yeah, 2 days ago, was with a buddy. And they have 4 couples, young couples from their church, come to their house. I don't know how regular a basis. I think it's monthly. Could be wrong. This is a different couple than the couple I told you about in Texas. They're doing it too. For you. And he said, what I'm trying to do, sometimes we break it up. Sometimes my wife will go with the younger women. Sometimes I'll go with the younger. Sometimes we do a group devotional thing. He said, but I identify these young men. These are going to be potential leaders in the church. How can I build them up to be leaders, not just in the home, but in the church? Whoa. And what do they see while they're having dinner and sharing some fellowship and doing some studying together? They're seeing marriage modeled. Because right now, I believe it is the perception of most young people that marriage is dangerous. That's right, dangerous. It's scary. I could get really hurt. We're going to have separate bank accounts because what if we get divorced and she or he takes all the money? And I'm not going to take his name because that's just, that's scary. And we could be modeling something different to encourage young people. Marriage is groovy. Now, please, for the single people listening, and maybe the single people listening who would like to be married, but the Lord simply hasn't provided a spouse yet. This is not a disparagement of singleness. Not doing that. Because there are many blessings to singleness. Paul basically puts marriage and singleness on the same plane. You would be hard-pressed to determine which Paul thinks is better. But if you were going to tip the ball, you'd probably have to say singleness because of the amount of time that is freed up for a person to serve in the local church. But the normative practice for us, as established in the garden, is marriage. And we need to be propping it up. And we need to resist the temptation of the world to tell jokes about it or to... marriage is an institution and I don't want to be institutionalized. That's just not helpful. We need to be letting young people know in the church, don't go boy sober. Be boy wise, but don't go boy sober unless, of course, God is calling you to singleness. We can do better in the church at promoting marriage and preparing young people for marriage. You've probably seen this pattern too. Jimmy, do you ever deal with younger people in the congregation that are newly married? They're inevitably shocked. They had no idea that it was going to be like this. And the pattern is so predictable because the young man has no training in husbandry. The young woman has very little or no training in wifery. And now you throw them together without instructions. And what do we expect? But destruction. And that's what we're seeing. We could buck the trend. To Idaho we go. Here's some good news. Idaho Governor Brad Little signs bill protecting parental rights in medical decisions. There's a win. On the other hand, the Supreme Court decided to not take the case of the Catholic couple whose child was taken away because they wouldn't affirm the gender confusion. Woof. In the meantime, in Wyoming, it's the 24th state to ban gender transition procedures for minors. It should be for everyone, not just minors. We celebrate that, but I don't think it goes far enough. Hey, Samuel Say made the news. He was a Ghanaian, became a Canadian, and now he's an Ohioan. That didn't quite work out, did it? He's a Christian who does, I like his writing. I just, anytime I read him, it's like, oh, that's really good stuff. He brings an African perspective. Having been a legal immigrant to Canada, his commentary on immigration issues, it has some potency to it. Well, unfortunately, he tweeted, I had to discipline my son tonight. Uh-oh, he used the word discipline. It's not the first time, but I'm heartbroken. It's necessary, but I hate it so much. Clearly, the guy was beating his kid with a rock. And then claiming he hates it so much. What actually happened? He had to follow up and explain it. Why? Because there were 50,000 signatures of people saying you need to be turned in to Child Protective Services.
What?
Not kidding. This is the explanation. On that night, my son was unusually difficult. He was sleepy, but though he had a clean diaper and a full belly, those are the two things that really help with sleep. He couldn't stop crying no matter how I held him. So I figured I should place him in his crib. I decided to let him cry in his crib momentarily, which was very hard for me. I was heartbroken knowing he wanted me to pick him up, but I thought it was necessary. Moments later, he fell asleep and stayed asleep until the morning. I was teaching him how to sleep on his own. That's all. I assume that kind of sleep training falls under the umbrella of discipline. Well, silly Samuel, Don't you know that the word it's even confused by Christians, to be honest. Because tell me, if we did a word association game, which you should never do. And I said, okay, Jimmy, you got a heads up on this. Word association game. Here it is. Discipline.
Yeah. It's negative is the first thing that comes to your mind.
Negative is right. Spanking.
Yeah.
Wooden spoon, whatever it happened. No, it was letting his kid cry for a bit. And by the way, the kid fell asleep and stayed asleep. He thought that the word discipline actually, you know, included that. 50,000 likes from a tweet calling the authorities to take his child away. 50,000 people think that Samuel Say is an evil man because a tweet lacked explanation and context. If there's any moral to that story, drawing conclusions from a tweet, probably not a really good idea. In fact, how much time we spend on social media, maybe not a good idea. Gen Z is facing early midlife crisis due to social media, says the U.S. Surgeon General. Why are the kids so depressed? They're probably holding it in their hand or it's residing in their back pocket. This is Wretched Radio. Might I, first of all, thank you for the hundreds of wretches who supported Masters Academy International last year. And if you are now perhaps intrigued by what they do at Masters Academy International, would encourage you to check them out. Yes, we're doing a Bible distribution program with them, but they're training pastors around the globe. Seminary-trained students at the Masters Seminary return to their native land. And they get plugged into a Masters Academy International mini seminary outlet where they teach indigenous pastors how to rightly divide the word of truth. It's brilliant. And these indigenous pastors trained at the Masters Seminary train indigenous pastors. Brilliant. It is a wonderful ministry. And you could be supporting a pastor. You could be supporting a seminary overseas, and you'll be strengthening the local church. You can do that at wretched.org/pastor. Wretched.org/pastor.
Are you ready to go on an adventure that tackles life's biggest questions head on? Well, we invite you to join John Fabares and Jake Ream on a riveting journey in Road Trip to Truth Season 4. This season, they're hitting the road to explore deep questions about sin, atheism, racism, and the very nature of truth itself. Through candid conversations with university students and wisdom from experts, this season delivers some unwavering answers from a biblical perspective. Whether it's understanding the reality of heaven and hell, navigating the complexities of marriage, or uncovering the truths about money and forgiveness, Road Trip to Truth Season 4 will be your guide. It's perfect for youth groups, families, or anyone who seeks to defend their faith with confidence. Road Trip to Truth has been more than a series. It's a tool for sparking meaningful discussions and inspiring a commitment to the gospel. So if you're ready to head out on a road trip, buckle up for the truth. Road Trip to Truth Season 4, available now at wretched.org/4.
Record number of children are attending the Tomorrow Clubs in Africa. You should see the videos. Hundreds of kids run to meet at a Tomorrow Club in Africa. Why? Because Tomorrow Clubs, they're weekly kids meeting clubs where the kids, yep, they get some treats, but they get the gospel. They get the Bible. They get Bible memorization. Remember, we used to force our kids to do that, but now that we're oppressors, we don't want to be toxic and make our kids memorize Bible verses when it's about a gazillion times easier than when you get old. And they worship the Lord, they pray together, and they get loved on. Tomorrow Clubs, I'm telling you, record-breaking. The images are so encouraging, so cool, and I would encourage you to consider being a Tomorrow Club partner. $1 per child per month. Encourage you to please consider supporting the great ministry, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called a fragrant offering. In the Old Testament, God required burnt offerings of meat and incense as a pleasing aroma. These sacrifices foreshadowed Jesus, the perfect offering that takes away the sins of the world. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio, spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of, well, let's find out together, shall we? To Canada we go. Do you recall hearing the story, Jimmy? I suspect you reported this on the Wretched News. Planet Fitness. A woman took a picture in the women's locker room, which, by the way, yes, it is against the law. But remember, laws are made for man. And this woman, who apparently confesses to be a Christian, took a picture of a dude standing in the women's locker room with a mere towel wrapped around his waist, shaving his face. And for her troubles, she was booted from Planet Fitness. Well, surprise, surprise, it turns out Planet Fitness is a bigger organization than I thought. Their valuation was $5.6 billion. After the woman got kicked out of the Planet Fitness in Canada, it dropped to $4.95 billion. In other words, they're feeling the sting of their woke policies. And by the way, speaking of woke policies, this is from The Blasé. Study finds woke people more likely to be unhappy, anxious, and depressed. This is from the Scandinavian Journal of Psychology, which is fascinating because all of the Scandinavian countries this year, again, reportedly, are the happiest countries in the world. And they're really woke, at any rate. This was done in Finland. 3 out of 5 women view woke ideas positively, but only 1 out of 7 men. And that was in Finland. And those that held to woke policies didn't help contribute to their success as the happiest country in the planet. They're depressed. Those who embrace woke ideologies suffered from heightened instances of unhappiness, anxiety, and depression, reportedly suffering 68% higher for anxiety, oof, and 32.5% higher for depression. This shouldn't surprise us. Wokeism is a religion without a deity, without love, without forgiveness. Of course, your campaign to make the world utopia is going to have negative consequences. It lacks, well, everything that's transcendent. As long as we're in Canada, sort of, well, we were. Most show some discomfort around gender policies. 57% said, I don't like a transgender person taking part in organized sports for people of their current gender identity. That's Canada. Is the pendulum perhaps, maybe, possibly, hopefully swinging to Oklahoma City we go? Dude, assaults a gas station clerk, caught on camera. I think he wanted some cigars or something. He asked for ID. And the kid in Oklahoma City assaulted the guy, caught on video, along with the sweatshirt that said, "Jesus, save my life." Okay, well, that apparently that was a gift. He didn't buy it because he actually meant it. He was picked it up from a friend at Nashville police, changing physical fitness requirements in order to hire more women. Here's DEI for you. Not keeping you safe. Who do you want doing particular jobs? The answer has nothing to do with gender. The answer is, who can do it best? What kind of surgeon do you want? What kind of airplane pilot do you want? I do not care. I don't care what they watch on Netflix. I don't care how they tie their shoes. Can you fly the plane? Do you know how to wield a scalpel? And can you protect me and my family when push comes to shove, which it often does? In an effort to hire more police officers, this is an initiative where they are trying, it's the 30-30 initiative to advance women in the police force 30% by 2030. See what they did there? Does it matter if they're qualified? No, it just matters that they're women. Once again, I just read an article from Carl Truman, low anthropology. This is just a low view of people aren't safe if the best qualified person doesn't get the gig simply because of their gender. I thought we used to call this discrimination. So what did they do? They lowered the physical agility test. Cool. So the move was a change from the Cooper's standard for law enforcement physical assessment. There was a bunch of strength training tests like push-ups, sit-ups, 1.5-mile runs, and vertical jump. Nope, we'll just take that off so we can be progressive. Low anthropology. In France, that's in Europe, Muslims deface 58 graves with messages such as submit to Allah, and France is already Allah's. Cool. Invite them in when their worldview is opposed to yours and wants to dismantle your society? French people, I'm sorry, shouldn't be surprised. Jimmy, did you cover the story of the shooting in Russia? No. That was, it didn't seem to me, I saw it, and I don't even know that I printed it up. I saw it in passing. It wasn't like it was a big deal. It was Christians, like 130 Christians were mowed down.
Wow.
And guess who took credit for it? Almighty ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. They took credit for it. Weren't they on the run once upon a time under a different administration?
Yep.
I'm just saying. From Ouch, the National Review, a headline is kind of cheeky. The best women are men. Why do they say that? LGBTQ-focused publication Pink News published an article to honor 10 queer women who've changed the world in the past year. 40% of them are males. So, we're making progress, Jimmy. We're making progress. Argentina, are you familiar with their new president? He's a Catholic fellow, was at a Catholic school in Buenos Aires. Quote, I warn you that to me, abortion is murder, and I can prove it to you from a mathematical, philosophical, and liberal, in other words, freedom, perspective. Good on him. You will not hear that in the fall campaign for president of the United States. No candidate will say that. Not if they want to win in this country. And so we're going to see massive acquiescing by the Republican Party on the subject of abortion because it's not a winning issue. And yet this guy somehow won in Argentina overwhelmingly. He banned the use of gender-inclusive language in the military and the entire public sector. Whoa. Calling abortion a bloody agenda. France, by the way, became the first country in the world to enshrine the right to the procedure in the Constitution. And there are people who want that to happen in America, too. In Greece, church authorities on Corfu. That was a PBS show. And I think, I don't know who produced, BBC, I think. It was about the island of Corfu, some family. We tried to watch it for a minute. It just wasn't our cup of tea, and I can't tell you why, but it sure looked pretty. This church, the Greek Orthodox Church, said to two people who were wanting to back same-sex marriage, you can't be in the church. It is a deep spiritual and moral error. For us, these lawmakers cannot consider themselves active members of the church. We exhort them to repent for their impropriety. I'm not authorizing or giving a recommendation toward the Greek Orthodox Church, but that's the message of the church. That should be the message to politicians that are sinning. You are outside of what God commands. If you're a believer, you better repent because you're persisting in sin. If you are not a believer, you better run to Jesus Christ because you are going to be judged. Speaking of one of those politicians, Governor Mao. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Maybe coffee. Governor Newsom announces a new hate hotline. Cool. We can tattle on each other. Have we ever seen this before? Yeah. Mussolini, Stalin, Mao, Castro. Get us to turn ourselves against one another so that we can be the police of our own state. Because if you do not have police that crack down on laws, you got to come up with some sort of system. You got to have some sort of system. And the agenda of those who would like to dismantle Western civilization is to get us to turn on one another and police one another. That has never led any place good. This is California, by the way, in case you missed that. Half of college graduates are working high school level jobs after their graduation. Why do we bring this up? It's not to necessarily diss university education, although there is a lot to dislike about it. So many dangers, but an encouragement? There are plenty of other ways to make a living. And we Christians need to be willing to perhaps sometimes, not always, sometimes resist the pressure of the world and the church that says, where are you going to university? What are you going to study? Hey, you don't have to matriculate at a university. You can be discipled by somebody. You can become an apprentice to somebody. You can go to a tech school. There are plenty of ways to make a very good living that does not involve university. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.